Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for May 7, 2022, the Ghost Flights Edition. So I have a question for all of our listeners. Name the consumer-facing industry that treats its paying customers the worst. Well, if you guess the airline industry, you'd probably be in good company, as we have yet another instance where a major international airline went out of their way to, you know, really, really defraud their customers. This time it's Qantas, a cute, cuddly koala bear, Qantas. And they've agreed to pay a $100 million Australian, that's 66 million US and 52 million pounds penalty, to settle a case of selling tickets to flights it had already canceled. Now think about that for a minute. These ghost flights were for they'd already been canceled and they were selling tickets for them. This is just unbelievable. Qantas settled this case to, quote, restore confidence in the national carrier, end quote. Can you imagine that? Next up, from the Wall Street Journal, the corruption in Equatorial Guinea really knows no bounds. Well, now that corruption has taken a new step with the son of the dictator, i.e. Vice President Teddy Obiang, striking back at those who have prosecuted him internationally. He had yachts that he had paid for with purloined funds seized in South Africa. So what did he do in response? Well, he had two South Africans arrested, thrown in jail, and accused them of trafficking cocaine. So hopefully FIPA or some other legislation can begin to stop these corrupt dictators. But at this point, not. Next up, more bad news for Boeing. The Federal Aviation Administration has opened a new investigation into Boeing after the plane maker told the regulator it might have skipped some required inspections involving the wings of 787 Dreamliners. Of course, this story is unrelated to Qantas, but the FAA said it had learned about the issue from Boeing as part of the inquiry. The agency is looking into whether employees at the company may have falsified records. So it just gets worse and worse and worse for Boeing. Some good news on the corruption front, as the Goldman Sachs criminal case over its 1MDB massive bribery and corruption scheme has ended, and the company has been released from its DPA. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.